Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
When one of our team was three, he was with Dad and Granddad and Big Sister on their way to the hospital to visit Mum, who'd just given birth to number three. This little boy sat in the back of the car all excited when suddenly his grandfather said in conversation as they were driving along, "Look at that silly old crow on the bicycle," referring to an older lady riding a pushbike. Well, no sooner had Granddad said that when the three-year-old stuck his head out the window and called out to her saying, "You silly old crow!" Out of the mouths of babes, eh? Chatting to her grandmother, two-year-old Lauren said that a man had told her dad off. "Why was that?" asked Gran. "For going too fast," she replied. "Was it a policeman that said this?" asked Gran. "No," said Lauren. However, a little later she said, "Yes, the policeman told Dad not to drive so fast when he had me in the car." Out of the mouths of babes once again. You can't have any secrets when children are about. Some people think of God as someone constantly watching to catch us when we do wrong or make a mistake. But nothing could be further from the truth. Yes, he wants us to live a life pleasing to him. But as he was the one that made us, he knows better than anyone that we're not perfect. He gave us the mind to make our own decisions, the free will to choose, and like a loving dad welcomes us when we acknowledge if we do something wrong and ask for forgiveness. Just like the granddad who said something negative about someone within earshot of a three-year-old. Just like the dad who was driving too fast with his two-year-old in the car. At times, it would help us to be mindful of how the choices we make can adversely impact others as well as ourselves. One of the ancients, King David, certainly wasn't a stranger to mistakes. He wrote in Psalm 6, "Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am always doing wrong." I'm Aaron Wright.